You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Monday, which means it's personal finance time, and we're taking a look at retirement once again. This is such a big topic that we go into on a number of occasions, and it's because it affects everybody. It affects the retirees, it affects the families of those retiring, and it affects everybody's pockets differently. And so this week we're looking at the value that comes with seeking out advice. More often than not, we find ourselves wanting to make these sorts of decisions and we don't have the right advice, or we do have the right advice, or we don't know who's going to provide us with the right advice. And the last thing you want to be doing is making the wrong decisions around your retirement based on not having gotten the right advice or not having gotten advice at all. So I figured, why not look into the different kinds of roles that advice plays in the retirement space and what you can make of it. I'm joined on the line by Jessica Pillay, who is the financial advisor at Momentum Financial Planning, to take a look at this and try and unpack this. Good evening, Jessica. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the retirement planning process and looking at the various roles that financial advisors play, whether it's at the time of retirement or whether you start your first job and you start thinking about retirement planning from then.
Good evening, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So retirement planning is a huge, you know, it's very important in South Africa because, you know, if you look at our retirement, the people that retired, and if you look at the people that start work, I would advise that it's important on both levels. So we start off with the person that's starting work. Generally, we also like to educate, you know, students that are in tertiary to know that when they do start working, how to plan themselves. We look at the people that are retiring, and we also need to give them the guidance and help them to financially plan their lives when they retire as to how do they structure their income for retirement. So financial planning on retirement is for all ages. Importance is the younger and the older, but also in between as well.
Now, Jessica, when we look at these retirement conversations, a lot of the time we're looking at it from different income perspectives. You're not earning the same at the start of your career as towards the end of your career, hopefully. And that also means you have to make different decisions in those different phases. So when you're younger, you might be willing to take more risk. When you're older, that might not seem like such a grand idea. How do we navigate this minefield? And how do we understand that throughout your career, you need to be looking at retirement holistically and not just from one particular point?
So when you do start working, it's important to partner with a financial advisor. The reason of this is because when you do start work, most of the pupils or the tertiary guys, they start off as a intern and their salaries are lower. So, but you know, take a certain percentage of your salary and start retiring. Then as they grow into their professionalism and into their different fields, they need to review their financial planning goals, because the higher you earn, the more you want to save towards your retirement. And it's important to always have a review done annually. Always, if there's a change in occupation, a change in your salary, it's important to make sure you're always saving towards your goals in retirement. And then when it comes to the older generation, you obviously need to look at how much have you saved, especially closer to retirement, to make sure you are in the right frame in terms of what are you going to expect at retirement, what is going to be your income. When you retire, you should actually look at, do I have enough for my medical aid, my lights and water, basic expenses, to make sure that your income is going to sustain you for life until you pass away. So it's very important to always have reviews done annually on your retirement planning.
I like that you bring up the income sustainability aspect of it, because a lot of the time when we think about retirement and when we look at the annuity products that need to be purchased at retirement, that's where a lot of the confusion comes in, to say, what do I then buy? How do I then make the most of it? What does this all look like from a longevity perspective? And we've now gotten this introduction of this new two-pot system that is supposedly going to be a benefit for South African consumers, but at the same time, it could be a very, very big thing if you don't understand it and you don't use it properly. You could find yourself in a worse off situation. How do we understand some of those challenges from the two-pot system's implementation to say that, yes, it's good and well to say, hey, there's a bit of savings, you guys can access that, but the impact that that will then have on your retirement.
So Jimmy, very important, and I say this to every client, please, please, please look at the two-pot system and get proper financial advice before you dip into it. Because yes, it's a relief, and I know everyone is pushing for this, but people don't understand how it's going to really impact them. So the two-pot system is in a general way, they're giving you access to your pension before retirement. But if you look at, you need to look at the implications that this is going to affect you. Firstly, you're going to pay withdrawal tax tables. So yes, it's going to give you a relief now, but what happens to you at retirement when that one third is going to be depleted? Because at retirement, you would actually need that money more than during, you know, the time that you are working where you can still sustain yourself. So I personally advise every single person, before you actually look at the two-pot system, speak to a financial advisor. Extremely important. Look at the technical side of it. Look at the taxation that's going to impact you. So make a proper decision before just going and withdrawing, because it's going to definitely impact you at retirement. So while you are working, look at it now so it does not impact you at retirement.
I remember when I wrote about the two-pot system, I wrote quite the similar conversation that you're having now, Jessica, to say it's so important to understand the full implications of what you're in for before making these decisions. Let's stick with those implications that we need to be looking at where it relates to retirement. More often than not, as you're young or in your younger days, the conversation is, oh, I can't afford this right now, I'll think about this later, or, oh, a financial advisor is costly right now, I will look at this later. How dangerous is that to sort of take that approach, and what does it do in delaying your retirement goals by starting later?
So remember, when you start earlier, you are going to you're going to save at an early stage, and you're going to review, like I mentioned. But when you start older, you're going to have more stress on yourself, because you need to now save a higher figure compared when you're starting off at a younger age. When you are younger, yes, you can start off with the minimum contributions and review as your salary. But when you come to the age of 40 and then you're like, oh my word, I haven't even saved for retirement, you're going to put a further strain on yourself, because you're going to have to pay a higher contribution to get to your goal at retirement. So starting at a younger age is extremely important, because it's going to help you in the longer run.
Jessica, how do I know a good from a bad financial advisor?
So there is no good and bad financial advisor. You would obviously have to, you know, when you meet your financial advisor, we all are trained in our field. So we actually give you the whole scenario in terms of what is your financial planning, what is your goal, and then, you know, getting more understanding of what your needs are, because every single client has different needs in their financial planning.
So how do I then choose the right one for what I need?
So when you do partner with a financial planner, you will have, everyone has a gut feeling, and you will be able to know, to sit with them, and you'll hear the advice they give you. And, you know, always, if you want, there is so much in terms of, you know, on the Momentum website, what is retirement planning? And you can always go there and see, you know, is this suited for me? There are financial planners that you can go out and meet and get different advice, you know, and see what is going to work for you, and meet the person that you know is doing something that's for your benefits.
Do your homework, do your research. Don't be afraid to ask the difficult questions. At the end of the day, it is, after all, your retirement that's on the line here. Thank you so much for that, Jessica. That's Jessica Pillay, financial advisor at Momentum Financial Planning, joining me to reflect on the value of advice in retirement.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.